Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I don't think it's a thing that you can stop. We're always going to see things and be like, oh my God, I love the way that is done or this is done. That's like being inspired by life. And if anything, we should expand our scope of where we do that.
Yeah.
So something I always tell like my clients, and especially on my card creation course, where I work with people to make their own decks, I'm like, don't be looking at other decks. Why would you look in the deck marketplace to be like, what kind of things can I create? Because it's like that thing, it's already done. Yeah. So if you're a coach, don't look at other coaches. It's like, where can your inspiration come from? Especially in terms of if you're thinking about like your branding and your graphic design, look to like the albums that you really look or like book covers that you really like and find like aspects of that instead of what's the trend in my industry of like the latest Canva post. It's like,
I'll grow where you're getting your inspiration.
You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the place that we have vibey conversations with some of the most inspiring and mission-driven entrepreneurs, building digital businesses and creating history-making brands. Being a Chillpreneur means rebelling against hustle culture and proving that you don't need to sacrifice living a fun-filled, adventurous life to build a business that changes the world. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, and of course, meet some extraordinary people along the way. Welcome to the Chillpreneur Podcast. Hello, 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 my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. I just want to first of all say, I hope you're having an amazing day. I deeply, deeply appreciate you hanging out with me on the podcast so that I can bring you these incredible chats with incredible people, because honestly, today's chat is going to blow your mind. If you've followed me from some time, you will know that I am obsessed with branding. I really am. I am even sort of transitioning myself from being a traditional business mentor into someone who really specializes in the branding arena. Now, I don't have graphic design skills. That's not the type of branding that I like to do. But what I really like to do is help to like reach inside of my clients' hearts and pull out their individual mission and turn that into something that is palatable for their audience. I really like to help people conceptualize bringing their purpose to life in a very tangible way. The problem that I do face as a branding mentor, however, is that there is a lot of imitation within this space, and it's not done consciously. You know, I don't think many people are out there being like, let me exactly copy this person. But I think the problem lies in that people just don't know how to inspire themselves. They absolutely struggle when it comes into where to pull inspiration from. And there's facets to this. You know, one facet is that specifically as women, we do really struggle to trust ourselves and trust our own inner authority and our inner voice. But the other side of it is that people just genuinely don't know where to get inspired from. And without that kind of, let's say, aesthetic creative bone, it's just easy to look at what the person next to you is doing. And so I'm really excited to bring this chat to you today because I sat down with one of the people that I consider to be one of the most creative in this industry. She truly is leading the conversation when it comes to authenticity, when it comes to creativity. She's an artist, she's a mentor, she's just all the things. Honestly, it's really hard to box Gabriella into any type of description or title because she's truly, truly authentically herself and has created an incredible business out of that. The reason why I wanted to bring her onto the podcast specifically, other than the fact that she's just a freaking vibe, like if you go and watch the YouTube video, like I think that that is such a vibe sitting down and just watching us chat to one another. She is just so magnetic and charismatic. However, I really wanted to bring her on so that I could really pick her brain about
inspiration, about creativity, and about authenticity. She is such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to artistic endeavors, and I thought that was the perfect type of person to speak to just empower you to get a little more bold, a little more rebellious in your creative endeavors, a little more authentic to how to bring a little more you to the table. I really think that we could have so much more diversity in entrepreneurship, in creativity, in content creators, in social media, if people learn to trust truly being themselves and learn to listen to that inner voice. And so this chat is really just going to inspire you to do exactly that. I just love Gabriella so much. Again, I just want to repeat it. She is the biggest vibe. You are absolutely going to want to follow her on social media. Like, her daily stories just makes me want to live a more delicious life. I don't know how else to explain that, but without further ado, I won't keep you too long in this introduction. Let's jump into today's episode.
Welcome, welcome, welcome officially to the Chillpreneur Podcast.
I'm so excited to be here.
I was saying to you just now that I was going to let this conversation flow wherever it goes, and I still will, because you have a lot of very interesting things to say. However, I feel as though the Chillpreneur family need a little lesson in creativity. And you, my dear friend, are the absolute queen of it. I was, you know, having a conversation with somebody before about what I thought was hot and not in the industry. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'm really struggling with in this space at the moment is the drag and drop. Yeah. The drag and drop business, the drag and drop branding, the drag and drop templates, all of the stuff. And so I want to just jump in deep.
Let's go. Let's go.
How can people be more creative? I know it's such an open-ended question, but like, can you first of all maybe define, like, because I know obviously you have such an incredible perspective and I want to get to your story in just a second, but to set the tone of this conversation, like, what the fuck is creativity and why do so many people just avoid it like it's the plague?
I think the idea of being creative and being fully expressed is something that is so attractive to everybody. Like, we want to be able to be unique, have crystallized some kind of identity for ourselves or way of expressing, but that's really complicated to do. And I think it's so natural for people to follow what people inspire them or to take inspiration from people and to essentially steal from people in order to learn. That is the beginning part of being creative, or finding something that you enjoy and then it's like, oh, I love the way that person does it, let me emulate that. But the next layer that goes on from that, of being able to create your own way of doing things and ultimately like stand out as an individual, do something different, comes from just time. Time of getting to know yourself, of trying out different things, of being okay failing, of missing the mark, and like, it doesn't end. I think as soon as you pick, this is my font, this is my, colorscape or whatever that I use, and you do that forever, you're going to stagnate and be bored of yourself. Like, creativity itself is such an active thing. Yeah. And the way I see it and the way I think we can help ourselves, or I work with other people to unlock their creativity, is really by strengthening your relationship with yourself. Yeah. Because to express yourself, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know what things turn you on, what excites you, in order to be like, I really, really like this. And sometimes it's a little bit clear of, I know I don't like that, and I know I don't want to make something like that. And that kind of directs you as well. But giving yourself that permission to explore what it is that you like, and then doing that develops your intuition and you get stronger and stronger of being like, I know what my style looks like. It becomes this intuitive thing. But it is just a journey that comes of getting to know yourself, being playful with it, sharing things. Yeah.
Because I think then some, where maybe entrepreneurs get trapped, I don't know, this is definitely something I struggled with, but that's why, exactly like you said, they just like, it is like stealing what other people are doing.
Totally.
Because that's also a safe route as well, right? Yeah. To be like, okay, this person's got success with that thing. I know it's safe. They're not going to get canceled. They're not going to get judged. And so if I do the same, then I am going to be entitled to that some sort of safety, right? But how do people break that barrier of fear? When I say people, I mean entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, I deal with specifically female entrepreneurs wanting to build up their personal brand. And I think there's some disconnect between I'm a serious business owner and I'm an artist. I'm a creative. Yeah. Like everything you're saying is probably this beautiful, like,
it
I'd
can
love
lose,
to
like,
do
what
that.
Does this mean in the real life? Yeah. Where is this grounded? I think in terms of business space and how to use creativity in growing a business, or more so like developing your own space in the market, or a different way that you are seen. I think again that comes from the same thing, and we can say about it, for me it's in a little bit more stereotypical terms of like the paintings that I'm doing and the things that I'm illustrating, but I also apply it for every aspect of building out my business. And the fact is, if you're just following a template that somebody's always done, you're always going to be a couple steps behind them, or you're always going to be doing a lesser version, or a version that's not entirely you, so you're not going to be able to be fully excited by it because it's not the fullest version of what you're capable of creating. So in terms of, you know, bringing uniqueness into your business, I think it has to come at every single level of really being clear on what it is that your message is, who you're serving. All of that creates opportunities, or you find opportunities for serving different people from a different perspective. Because honestly, like, I really see business is such a selfish thing. Yeah. Like, we create the businesses that we wish existed. We create things like, I wish this person was teaching me this thing in this specific way. And then it's like the self-confidence of being like, well, dude, no one else is doing it. I'll just fucking do it.
I'll just make it.
Yeah.
This might be like a kind of, I'd love to dive into this a little bit, because I think sometimes what also then traps people is connection to self, like, sorry, influence that is guised as connection to self.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are like looking outwards of being like, oh, I like that person, or I like that branding. Yeah. Like, it resonates with me and therefore it is me. Yeah. And that's a big part. Because when I've asked someone, I've been like, oh, you know, your branding kind of looks like somebody else. It's like, yeah, but I really like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that they don't, but it's like, if people are running into this problem where they're constantly being outwardly influenced, like, how do they stop that and connect in?
I don't think it's a thing that you can stop. We're always going to see things and be like, oh my God, I love the way that is done, or this is done. That's like being inspired by life. And if anything, we should expand our scope of where we do that.
Yeah.
So something I always tell like my clients, and especially on my card creation course, where I work with people to make their own decks, I'm like, don't be looking at other decks. Why would you look in the deck marketplace to be like, what kind of things can I create? Because it's like that thing, it's already done. Yeah. So if you're a coach, don't look at other coaches. It's like, where can your inspiration come from? Especially in terms of if you're thinking about like your branding and your graphic design, look to like the albums that you really look or like book covers that you really like, and find like aspects of that instead of what's the trend in my industry of like the latest Canva post. It's like, I'll grow where you're getting your inspiration.
Yeah.
Get it from what you really get excited by, because it's probably not someone else you've seen it on Instagram. Probably isn't your biggest inspiration. Yeah. It's probably like an album you listened to when you was like 15. Right?
It's Britney, bitch. It's
exactly.
100. I mean, look at us right now. It is absolutely Britney, bitch. But I love that as well. Like, I love the something that I talk about similarly to you in terms of creativity and like expanding your, I guess, sources of, of inspiration, of creativity. I do that in the same context as learning. You know, when you're going to learn something, don't just learn from the entrepreneur next to you, because that's going to have, it's going to be laced with their opinions and perspectives and ideas and even personality. And
even it's like a watered down version. Like, it's like, go to the source material and then find their source material and their source material, and 100%. You get to go deeper into something.
And keep going up. But what would you then say for someone who just feels like, because this is something that I've also heard, is someone said to me once, I just feel like I've got nothing that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that they have made their business their entire life, but they find it really difficult to stay engaged with things outside of their business. You know what I mean? They have built their business to be such a big part of their life, and that personality expression outside of that business hasn't been tapped into for such a long time that, you know, giving that advice of like, go out and get inspiration elsewhere, it's like, where the fuck do I even start?
Yeah.
I think that's such a common thing, especially people going into entrepreneurship and building a business, because it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a business growing and to be at a point where it's consistently profitable. And I think for me, like, I haven't experienced it. And I think because so much of my business is my hobbies, like what started out as my hobbies of painting and creating things, then transformed into the business. So then this, I guess, outlet that was completely free of any monetization, I then like repurpose for the entirety of my business. And I realized, I was like, oh, I need to have things that have nothing to, I have no intention of putting a price tag on it. I have no intention of succeeding even at that thing, because then you get to really be playful with it. Whereas I moved from a place of true play with my art, because I was like, but this is also going to be a product.
Yeah.
So it is like, I don't know, like write a list, like literally write a list of the things that you want to try out and keep allowing yourself to regularly do it. Like a few years ago, I started pole dancing. I'm fucking obsessed with it. A few months ago, I started pottery, which absolutely is actually become part of my business. But I think that's allowed as well. Like in that, allows you to be expanding in your business and in your personal life. Like, I really think as entrepreneurs, as creatives, our biggest job is to stay inspired and like, if we want people to pay attention to us online, we have to be interesting, and to be interesting, we have to be interested in our own lives. Like, not bored, not doing the same thing, not just making stuff for the hopes that someone just buys it, but actually an interesting person.
Yeah. I will say that you have nailed that. Not to like gush, but to gush for a second. Because as you were just speaking then, I was like, I love your art, but I think I love your life more. Like in following you, it is that like that creative like self-expression. It feels like you have a very genuine like relationship to yourself. And I think that is what is most interesting to me as a consumer of your content. Obviously the art is one thing. I don't have a similar style businesses to the people that you speak to most.
Totally.
One of the reasons why I'm captivated by your content is it really does just seem like you are obsessed with your life.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I look to any of the creatives who I admire, their art is not separated from who they are as an individual. Yeah. So it's like their personality, how they spend their life is what makes the art more valuable, from like musicians to like visual artists. It's the reason like why they made the thing or who they are that led them to make that thing that makes it interesting. It's not just a picture by itself. We don't give a shit about that. We care like
the story behind
this person made that picture, and it means this and this and this.
Well, it's so true then even in products, like a lot of the entrepreneurs that I work with, they are like service providers or coaches or teachers of some sort. And the best products are the ones developed out of the lifestyle that someone lives and just like the true essence of why that product was brought to life. I think it's really easy to see now like along like through the strategic development of something and when something has been developed like purely from passion.
Yeah. And it's so much easier. Like that it comes back like full circle to us being like, it's so much easier to see someone have success with something and be like, oh well, I'll just make
I'll make
a course like influencer vibes and then that will have the success. But the reason why it had the success for you was because of the story that it came off. Because of you as the person who is making that thing, and like it's built on everything. It's not just a standalone product, because why would we want that? We buy from people. We care about the person who's made the thing, and that makes it more impactful. So to just be out here like throwing courses together or throwing services together without taking into account like who are you to say this? Why do you want to say it? Why are you so excited to say it?
It's the excitement piece behind it. And that's, you know, I think as well, like people going through all of these like challenges and creating these incredible results for themselves and being like, ugh, that's like not profitable or that's not marketable. Like, let me just go fucking choose something so random because somebody else is doing it. It's like you could be missing out on your magic. Like the 100%. Thing that you came to do, the thing that universe put all these little challenges in place so that you could become a life master of this thing. And yet you're like, it's so integrated. It's so a part of me that it's too obvious. Let me go like struggle and try to do the other thing.
And we don't know like what it's impossible to know like what business you're actually building when you start the business. You can have an idea. You can be like, oh, I want to serve this type of person. But like as you progress through, and especially when you allow yourself to follow the things that naturally interest you, you then making your own niche just happens by accident. You don't have to be like, this is my subset of the market that I'm targeting. Because if anything, that's going to limit you probably in a way that you wouldn't organically go. Whereas it's like if you allow yourself to follow what naturally interests you, to make elements of it up from scratch, what no one else is doing already, then it's like, oh, this little section of the market is mine and I have no idea, but I've got so much place to play in it because I let myself be guided to it.
You know the big debate, the biggest debate, like don't worry about the debate on the economy, the debate on the niche.
The niche. Oh.
What is your opinion on that? Because I see people raging about this topic. Some people are like, you are the niche. The niche is you. The business is you. And that is so, so just beautiful. I love that. Mm. I love that concept. It's me. Like, it's my life. It's totally. I live and breathe it. And then I have people on the other side being like, that's fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, niche yourself or you will never grow. Like, you know, the Instagram marketers and all of them are like, if you don't have a niche, you don't have a business.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
I mean, my general opinion is fuck a niche, because I just don't think it's the right question to be asking most of the time. Yeah. When you see like the influence, like Instagram coach is saying, you need a niche. That is for a very specific type of business. And if you want to have a specific type of business where you're making one specific product, where you're selling that thing over and over again, you're showing up the same way every single day, absolutely, you are going to have quicker success, probably more success if you follow that route. But for the like 99% of people, they're not going to stick that. They're going to get bored as fuck of it after like 3 months, 6 months, and then pivot and then pick another niche and then get bored of it and pivot. And this is the thing that like I see so many people doing, and then they end up just going around in circles, like having nothing. Whereas it's like, if you let yourself go a little bit slower and truly like figure out who you are, your own way of doing things, then you have so much more sustainability for your career. You have so much more just... it's easier because you're not commanding yourself to have everything figured out and be like an elevator pitch within a week and be able to be so pinned down.
I can sleep now.
It's very, I just see it as very unnatural to the way most people function. And the way most of us function is that we're interested in multiple different things. We're excited by different ideas. And I think the idea of what you said about like seeing yourself, like your personality as your niche, is kind of like the way to go. And it's also not a niche, but it's accidentally a niche. And that's the thing of like finding your specific place in the market isn't something, there's no like 10-step quiz that's going to figure it out. It's just time figures it out.
Yeah. And it's going to look differently for everyone. Yeah, you know, 100%. So many people I know that you had a program, which I actually took, which I love, which is like the multi-passionate.
Yeah.
Conversation. And I think that there are some people that are generally more multi-passionate that would be stifled by the 100%. idea. And then there are people who are more linear minded and like the focus of maybe going down one path, like you said, there are a section of people who like that would be suited for, and they're just like, I'm gonna do the same thing for the rest of my life. Nothing wrong with that if it's your vibe, but I totally agree with you, it's not most people's. Especially not in today's society where we have everything available to us, every source of inspiration possible. But speaking about career, I know I said I was going to come back to this. I want to hear about your journey. We just talked about everything, but I really do, because you have such a fascinating story, a fascinating business. Like, how did it all start?
Yeah.
You know what, my friend? I think it's about damn time that you took your business and the impact that you desire to have to the next level. You know, I can see inside your soul, and I know that you came to do big things. Don't you think? Well, if so, then you need to check out our free Visible Masterclass. This class is all about learning how to create scroll-stopping content that gets noticed, and how to build massive engagement and trust with your community. Trust is such a big one. Because let's face it, you know, being visible isn't just about being popular. That just doesn't cut it anymore. It's about serving and growing and building a community of true fans that not only engage with you and want to buy from you,
but also want to spread the word. They want to be a part of the mission that you are here to share with the world. So if you're ready to become the person that your audience is obsessed with searching for, so that you can start not only living out your purpose, but building that freedom lifestyle that you're dreaming of, then you need to sign up for the Visible Masterclass today. Trust us, you will not regret this one. It is freaking epic. I mean, listen to this testimonial that one of our students shared with us. They said, "Thank you so much for this masterclass. Wow, it has so much value. And honestly, I've been in a lot of coaching programs and paid over $15,000 for strategies that simply don't work. And your masterclass by itself blew my mind. You are incredible, and I cannot wait to be permanently in this community." If you want to sign up for the free Visible Masterclass, then use the link in the show notes. Like I said, it is absolutely free and you will not regret it. All right, let's get back to today's episode.
So I've actually been selling like things that I make online for like well over 10 years. Yeah. Like I used to, when I was at uni, I had a Etsy shop where I'd make jewelry.
Love
and
it.
I sold a necklace made out of like Barbie hands and Frances Bean Cobain.
Cobain's
daughter bought it off me and I was like,
"Stop.
I've made it. This is it." Like
a pig.
I'm set for life. Honestly, still like one of my favorite things to happen.
I love it.
Yeah, I used to make like weird jewelry and clothes. Like I think I just was on the internet, I saw people were like sharing the things that they created, got into like the blogging world and things like that. And yeah, the whole while, like I was at uni thinking I'm going to be a psychologist, but like, let me just play with my art stuff.
Whoa.
Let me just do that. And then by the time it came for me, you know, I was like interviewing for my master's in psychology. And it was like another 4 years of school. And then obviously like full workload. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? This is not how I want to spend the next 4 years, let alone literally the rest of my life. So then that's really when I kind of took a step away from schooling and like following that particular path. Went traveling for a while and things like that. But yeah, I think realizing that I didn't want to go down that route. I didn't want to work for anybody else. And I knew that I wanted to make art and create things, and just being on the internet and seeing that, oh, this is actually
a
possible
thing.
Like where I'm from, like my family, I don't know anyone who's an artist. I don't know anyone who like makes things and sells them online.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to do. But yeah, the internet showed me that like, oh, this might actually be possible. Yeah.
And here we are.
I fast forward a decade.
She is the queen of creativity,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Oh.
I love something that you had mentioned a while ago on your Instagram stories, and then we had a conversation last time we hung out about the mentorship from people that don't know you. The concept of having your inspirations and then getting mentorship from them without actually having a conversation.
Yeah.
Can you tuck into that? Because I think that is also, again, this episode for me, I really want to inspire people to find their original voice, original creativity, and a different way of doing business.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a really good solution to the idea that you need to have high ticket, long-term mentorship from someone who's like one step above you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great to be mentored. It's great to get lessons and information from people. But like your concept is very creative, of course, because you're creative in all areas.
Like, I might not remember what I specifically said to you.
Okay.
I'd probably like reworked it. But like, yeah, I mean, the career that I imagine for myself, or the work that I imagine for myself doing now, like it's continually changing. But like the vision of what I want to create now, there isn't anyone who's done that before. There isn't one person I can go to who can be like, oh, this is the step and this is the step, because it's like an amalgamation of like 10 people and these new things that I want to try and my own spin on things. So there isn't someone who could even mentor me to do that thing. But
I think that's a really, sorry to cut in for a second, but that's actually a really good litmus test.
Yeah.
Of originality. Being like, especially in this space where you can
yeah,
like sew together all of these different industries and inspirations and things, and like for it still to make sense because it's the internet, you know what I mean? It's not demographically segmented in any kind of way. Like you can reach any interest of any person anywhere. And so the litmus test of, is there someone doing exactly what I want to do that I could essentially copy and paste their personality and their business? That's a problem.
Yeah. And then so it's like, oh, you need to ask yourself a couple more questions. Yeah. You need to go a little bit deeper on it.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. So there's no one like you. So then the mentorship exercise.
Yeah. So then, yeah, when I look at the things that I want to do and the a lot of the time for me, it's more an approach to creating or an approach to business, not specifically, like if there's a specific thing that I want to do in my business, if I want to learn how to build whatever type, if I want to build a Shopify website, if I want to build a funnel, there is going to be a course, there is going to be someone I can hire who can teach me that really specific thing. And then it's really helpful to like spend that money, help, like get that help. But more so when it's in terms of when I'm thinking of the things I want to create on my career on a bigger scale, it's more ideologies or a way of looking at business and creating. And then I can look to people like Rick Rubin or Erykah Badu or Kanye West and think to myself, like, if I asked them these questions, if I was faced with, if they were faced with a similar problem, what would their solution be? What would their way of processing through this thing?
And how do you know? Is that because you've studied them quite extensively? Like, I know I watched your video recently where you had read Rick Rubin's book.
Yeah.
I'm still on the freaking waiting list for that book.
Oh my God, it's so good. No way.
Sold out everywhere.
It's excellent. It's so good. Like, I saw an interview with him and he like wrote the entire book over like 10 years and then scrapped it and was like, this is the entirely wrong approach. I'm writing it again. And that kind of like intuition of what you're creating and willingness to let go of things is so core to what it is. So back to your question, I think it is like, I know my version of these people. So like what these people represent to me, why I find them so inspiring. They're not just random people who I kind of like. They're the people where I'm like, I would love to be, I would love their approval, like, or whatever it would be of my work. Like, they're the people I look up to, are like, they're doing this shit in a way that I love. So my interpretation of how I think they think from the things they've created can be easy when someone's got a book about creativity. That's kind of giving you a guide.
Or like
But like understanding their values, understanding their ethos, again, it's like on bigger scale things rather than, oh, what, how do they, what's their morning routine? Who gives a shit? I don't really care. Rick Rubin probably meditates for 3 hours, so like that's cool.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. So yeah, it's like what would their approach be? What do I? Because ultimately, like the things, the people we like, why we like them is because they unlock part of our brain that we find really exciting. So it's just like tapping into that. Like that's anyone we look up to is because they show us part of ourselves. So it's just being aware of that and being aware, like, oh, I can just ask myself those questions.
It really is your own intuition, just with a mirror of like somebody else's face.
Yeah,
that's so freaking powerful. But on that same, like, I guess, like mentorship, because I think why people then seek mentorship, exactly like you said, there's two types of reasons why people go in the realms of like mentorship. It's either because I need to learn a skill. So powerful. So powerful. I believe in that 100%. If you run into a block in your business where you're like, I don't have these skills, or I could develop these skills further, there is some type of education out there, some type of consulting, some type of, you know, fresh perspective that I think in that moment. But I think a lot of people are so lost with everything that then they seek like someone to provide all of the answers to them. And that's why they invest in mentorship. What are some things that people could do instead? Like if they're feeling so freaking creatively blocked, so blocked in their relationship with themselves, like where could a person start to kind of like unravel those conversations with themselves?
Yeah, I think the worst thing that they could do is just seek a mentor and be like, please give me guidance. Tell me every single thing that I could do. And I think that can seem like the easier option of you just tell me like what type of business I could make and what type of thing I should be doing. That's, I'm lost. Tell me everything, please.
Yeah.
But that's only going to take them further away from where they really want to go, which is understanding themselves, like really creating a business that they want to be running. They want to be spending a huge chunk of their lives doing. introspection, like spending time with yourself, getting to know yourself. Otherwise, yeah. everything that you build on the foundation is irrelevant in so many ways if it's not built on how you want to be spending your time.
Yeah.
It's all going to come back to like how much do you know yourself? How much do you value yourself? And it can literally start with like one book.
Yeah.
Or like one person you're interested in. Like watch a bunch of interviews. Maybe you hear that they went to a certain city and that inspired them. Like book yourself a flight and go to that city and like be out, be in your life.
Be in the world.
So much of like when people feel stuck, so much of like when I go through periods of being stuck, I'm like, oh, I'm doing the same fucking thing every day.
Yeah.
I can just like read a different type of thing or go to a different type of place or have a different conversation.
Yeah.
And then there's a new world of things available to you.
It just unlocks a whole entire new perspective. That's so fucking true because, and I think that's another thing as well that like people may look at people like yourself and I having this conversation where it's like, okay, well, you figured it out. You figured yourself out.
Yeah.
Not knowing that, fuck, man, sometimes it's tough here too, you know.
Totally.
And there are periods of time that you're going to, even at this stage, be like, I have no idea what I'm doing, who I am, or like what's going on.
Yeah.
And so even in those circumstances, like it's the same advice.
Yeah.
It's the same mindset book. It's just with a little bit of a different life happening on the outside.
I see a lot of conversations online where it would lead somebody to feel like they've done something wrong if they're later in their career, like they have established career and then they're like, oh, now I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you fucked something up, like your business isn't working. I see it more so that like you're growing, you're expanding as an individual, and that means that like you're gonna outgrow aspects of your business, and that is a sign that you're on the right track. Like even feeling stuck or feeling bored in life in general is a sign that you've outgrown something and you're seeking the next thing. So instead of being like, oh, I've stepped backwards, it just means that you're on to the next part of it. You're available for something different.
Do you think there's a way to have that same evolution without having the periods of stagnation?
Yeah, when you're aware of it, when you like know your patterns, like I've been paying attention to like the way I think and the way I feel for so long that I can almost like anticipate a period where I'm like, I'm probably going to feel like after a big project, when I launch a big project, I'm usually like high of like doing it and so excited. And then there's probably going to be a period of flatness because from the big peak, waiting for the next thing. I know that now. I'm like, oh, I haven't just fucked everything up. I don't hate everything.
Why am I sad
now? I'm not like, burn this whole business to a ground. I'm like, oh, I'm just waiting for the next thing.
Yeah.
And I know what things I can do to position myself, like to be inspired for the next thing.
I love that because I talk a lot about seasons, like in business. And because people often, I even got asked just today, like about the whole chillpreneur philosophy. Mm. Like obviously I'm still quite an intense person. And so it is based on, that balance of different seasons, how sometimes you put your head down, you focus, and sometimes you go fuck off to Europe for 3 months and do nothing. You know what I mean? And like that's, you know, not necessarily the balance, but like that's the different seasons. And so getting to know yourself in those like creative spikes as well as those creative lulls, and like knowing that that's okay as well, I think is such an important thing. Because I don't know if you agree with like the clients that you've worked with, but I think sometimes when we see again like so many people having these successes and these conversations, and not to say that Instagram is a highlight reel because it is, but it's kind of doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Like, but I think we create these expectations on ourselves that it should look something that isn't like something that isn't actually human.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, I think that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. Like, if you think back to, like, the early days of Instagram that was so, like, curated and polished, like, the trend now is, like, dump posts and, like, so not that and so much more laid back. And I think it's because overall, like, people have realized how stagnant and devoid of life the perfection is, or the attempted illusion of perfection, which is great for us as individuals and as creatives, because it's like you're allowed to be messy with things. You're allowed, like, we want things to look more human, or that a human's made it, not that it's made by AI or a computer.
Yeah.
Like, that is the value of something, that it has a little, it's a little bit rough around the edges.
Do you have any fears around AI? Just
no.
A side note.
I think it's so like there's so many conversations about like, oh my God, AI is going to remove like artists. And I think the exact opposite is true. I think AI is going to make it so the only thing that's valuable is human creativity.
It's human creativity. Yeah. Human conversation.
Yeah.
I was marveling. This is a total ADD side note for a second, but I was marveling the other day at like some architecture. There is nothing more magnificent, in my opinion. Sorry to all my, you know, ocean and mountain galleys out there, but there is nothing more extraordinary than what humans can create with their minds.
Yeah, it's insane. Like everything that we love, everything that we appreciate, it's like someone's idea or like probably a group of people's ideas have made this thing. And yeah, it's magic.
Why do you think people block them? Like considering that we have so much like architecture, fashion, food, music. These are all the things that I was marveling at the other day. By the way.
Life is fucking sick.
All of my favorite things have come from people's minds. But knowing that like the world has been created by shit that's come out of people's minds, why do you think people don't trust themselves?
Yeah. I mean, I can get real like, conspirational sounding when I talk about this, but if we look at like how our schooling works and back from like the Industrial Revolution, like the way we're taught, the way we're schooled is mostly to be able to be part of a system that keeps going and performs these certain tasks, and you know, you fulfill these certain jobs.
Yeah.
And in most of that, creativity isn't a required aspect of it. So in most of schooling, like, you're not encouraged to be creative.
Yeah.
Very rarely at school you're actually, there's anything that's actually focused on creativity, which is crazy to me.
And also almost kind of not frowned upon in a sense, but like laughed at a little bit in like,
well, it's never been an option. It's been like, you're gonna be poor, you're gonna be like an outsider to society, you're a freak.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, you do like an art degree and like people don't take it seriously.
Yeah. So it's not been, historically it hasn't been something.
Yeah.
Even if you go back to, literally if you go back to my parents' generation, it would have been really dangerous for them to have pursued art. They grew up working class. Like, it wouldn't have been advisable for very realistic life reasons to pursue that thing.
Yeah.
That's like the one generation away.
Yeah.
So it's so natural that we have this like almost like a true fear ingrained in us to pursue creativity. And then there's also, you know, the conversation about expression and being seen as different to others in a society is again another thing that is scary, and you're going to be taken away from the pack, or you're going to be other to everybody else. But when we see what we actually appreciate, it is people who are individuals who are doing things that are a little bit different. But there can be like a real growth curve to being, to figuring it out, and to like going through the weird ugly duckling period of knowing what your style of individuality is and being able to do it with confidence.
I have one final kind of like out there question.
Let's do it. I love that.
This is just me getting inside your brain for 40 minutes. But what do you think the world would look like if everybody unlocked their creative side?
So beautiful. Like literally what you were saying with like the buildings around us, the food around us. I see it so much when... it doesn't have to be in like really obvious ways, but I see it a lot in people where it's like they've just...
Sorry. It was me.
I was like, better not be me. I see it so much in people where they've just unlocked an aspect of them. And it might be like your cousin who's really good at baking. So like every time there's a family function, they bring their cakes and everyone's fucking thrilled about it. Like it doesn't have to be your whole business and your whole life is stemmed on this thing. It can even be in like the way you dress, the way you put an outfit together that makes you feel more expressed and more like yourself. But I think everybody has a unique perspective, something that they can share with other people, or even just feeling more like yourself and feeling like you get to see yourself more and you are giving yourself permission to dive deeper into things that turn you on and make you feel excited. That's like a better life instantly. You could paint and no one else could see it in the world, but if you have those couple of hours where you're like in the zone enjoying it, It's worth it.
It's delicious. I wish more entrepreneurs would honestly like allow themselves to explore that side of themselves, because I think it would solve, like I just asked, on the grand scale of life for humanity.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I think a lot of the problems that have risen in this space, specifically with digital entrepreneurs, specifically female entrepreneurs, there's so much conversation about like people copying one another and like the quality of things being like lazy. And I feel like art is really the answer to all of it.
100%.
Art and creativity, because if we truly honored our own creativity, we would put a little more love and passion into it, which would solve the problem that everyone's like, you know, spending $2,000 to be put in a Facebook group. Like the trash content is like, you know, is the current drama going on in this space. We would just put a little bit more love, a little bit more respect, a little bit more of ourselves into things, and the customer experience because of that would be so different. And then that would also solve the problem of like the franchise style business.
Yeah.
And so yes, on a grand scale of things, like it would make life more delicious, but God, it would make entrepreneurship, this space specifically, so fucking interesting.
I think it makes it so much easier as well.
It really
does.
This
is what people don't realize, because it can seem so scary and seem so like, if I do something that doesn't follow the recipe of what it looks like I should do, then I'm like isolating myself. I'm going to limit the amount of customers. But it's actually like you put yourself on a pedestal all of your own that no one can come close to, because it's like, this is so specific, a flavor of what you're doing, and so attractive, so magnetizing to other people. And you have an extra, like, I feel like when you're in the zone of your genius, it's like you have an extra like reservoir of energy to devote 100%. To the thing. And it's like, that is what so many people are missing out on.
Yeah, 100%. Trying to replicate is fucking exhausting.
Draining.
Fucking exhausting.
Instead, it's like, do the things that like you're so excited to like wake up and make.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be the easiest thing ever to run a business.
I feel like Alex Tremosi might have copied me with this. But he made a reel the other day. Yeah. Where he was having a conversation with someone about like, you know, you can run on the treadmill for like an hour and it'd be fucking tiring and boring and all the things. Because that's like the standard way to do cardio. It's how everyone else do it. And then this other guy was like, but I play racquetball for like an hour and it's so fun and it's exhilarating. And I feel like I want to play longer and more and more and more. And like, that really is like,
that is the perfect metaphor.
Yeah.
Truly, yeah.
You can do you can get the same outcome, which is an hour of cardio, relatively the same heart rate, all of the same kind of things, but you've had fun.
Yeah. That's me like trying to tell myself to go for runs and then just being like, I'm just going to go dance for 2 hours.
But same thing with me with Muay Thai. Like, why would I go slug at the gym? Yeah. I'm getting the same kind of like physical exercise and stuff. And so many people, it comes back to trust. And exploration, and exactly like you said before, that time spent by yourself within introspection, what do you actually like?
Yeah.
And what
and it
do you
can be so
enjoy?
Much trial and error. Like, I'm sure with like you find like Muay Thai, like you tried a bunch of things, then
hell
it was like, that was bullshit, don't want to do that again, don't want to do that. But then you find the thing. So I think that can be a thing that like holds people off. If they try something, they're like, oh my God, I wasn't good at it, is the first thing what makes people stop, which is bullshit reason, because as soon as you're like comfortable with being a beginner and being shitty at something and then knowing everything is learnable, but then also just being like, it's cool, try as many things as it takes, eventually you're going to find something that feels like fun for you, that feels so easy to do, and then you know you're on the right track.
And it's the same in marketing. Like, there's a thousand and one different ways that you can market yourself digitally. Just because somebody else blew up with Reels, if you fucking hate Reels, you don't have to do them. So I loved this conversation so much. I feel
forever.
Honestly, I really could. We need to do part 7, 8, 9, 12 as well. Thank you so much. What is going on in your world at the moment?
Oh my God. I never know how to answer that question. right now I'm really excited about making decks, making clothing, jewelry, all of that good stuff. I'm obsessed with my membership, the Creatrix Coven.
Yeah.
So that, I really created it because it's the thing that I wish I had, like working full-time jobs, wanting to figure out like how to be an artist, how to build a business as an artist was a million miles away. And I saw how important it is to have a community of people who get it, who are creating things as well. And for me to have a space to share with people, like what, over a decade of experience of running creative businesses online, being able to see like a problem that someone's facing and offer them like a really quick solution, or it's the most fun. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. That is where the mentorship piece is super handy. Yeah. Helping people to discover themselves while also giving them the little bits of advice.
Little pep talk.
Little pep talk. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I deeply love and appreciate you. And that is it.
This was amazing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.